Hey, it's Justin, jersey number 14. How are you all doing today? It's the Gear Freaks podcast, and as noted several times now, hopefully you're taking notice. You can subscribe to the YouTube Gear Freaks podcast. We would appreciate that, where you can watch us play NHL 23 every Thursday, roughly around 6 p.m. And that's where this conversation comes from today. We talked about the new City Connect uniforms, and haphazard schedule continues to be a problem for MLB, but the Rangers and the Braves have released City Connect uniforms, and that is what we talked about today. So if you enjoyed the pod, subscribe, we would appreciate that, and as noted and repeated now twice, subscribe on YouTube and watch us play hockey if you like. All right, with that, enjoy the episode. Kickstart your road to better health with the Hard Work Works Fitness app.
The Hard Work Works Fitness app works for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? You get over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. You also get a nutrition guide to keep you on track. All this for only $10 a month.
There's a special offer for Gear Freaks listeners, so don't be stupid. Use promo code STUPID.
That ain't stupid. And get your first month free.
The Hard Work Works Fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today.
Boom.
Yo, this week, folks. All right.
Here we go.
Hop right in here.
Yes.
The number one seed, which your boy didn't realize that it isn't even really like that anymore.
No, I know, dude. It I kind of like the way they do it, but I kind of hate it.
It just it really made me look stupid when we did the first Barn Trippers earlier this week.
Well, yeah, it's just like, it's like, fuck, man. I get it, but it's also like, it convolutes shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the NHL tries to reinvent the wheel, but at the same time, it's like, you're not giving your playoff games to subscribers on ESPN Plus.
Mm.
I feel like you're putting your thoughts where it shouldn't be.
Yeah, more on that soonish.
Yes.
But yeah, and by the way, if you were watching this and you want more pucks, as soon, like around 7 o'clock, 7:15, we'll be live again on this channel.
Yeah.
Barn Trippers Hockey Podcast with Joe.
Yes.
More coming with you. We're going to talk playoff pucks.
With
very
our
much
GM.
Looking forward to that. Now, man, baseball in its ever present mind,
dude.
always. How could you not tell us that Atlanta was going to be within the first couple weeks?
Yeah, basically right
talking
when
about
the
City
season
Connect,
starts.
By the way.
Yeah, exactly. Which, did you know, people, that the Braves had their City Connects out? Probably like, not.
Already out.
You know?
I mean, I guess maybe if you're a Braves fan, you knew, because it was the 8th.
Yeah, if you had the game on, and it's like, I feel like that, It should have been known beyond that. Why? Where was there the announcement? Where was the press release?
For like, especially like people like us who do a pod like this, it's like, man, that would have been nice to know weeks ago.
Right. We could have talked about it.
You know, how do you, again, you know, I don't want to belabor the point, but like, how is that not a preseason release?
Right.
I don't understand baseball's thought process at all. Oh, Binner, I forgot.
That's who it is. Honestly, I don't think Major League Baseball even has one. And baseball's doing a lot of good shit right now, as is hockey, but you see them both. It's like, this is the reasons why the NFL is king and why NBA is drastically pulling away at number two.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's baseball, the pitch clock, there was a game, I don't remember who it was, but it was a fucking under 2 hour game.
That's crazy.
And it's like, okay, I mean, that's what everybody wanted. When everybody complains, baseball takes forever. It's slow. It's boring. And I don't know, man. I think when you go into baseball, you kind of, part of the allure of baseball is that it is a slower paced game. That when you go to a game, these major league ballparks have a lot of shit. Like, I love the idea of a hockey barn tour and hitting all 32.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about this last week. If I could pick any sport to hit every stadium in, it would be Major League Baseball, because there's so much different features at each ballpark. I mean, for fuck's sake, they have a goddamn pool at the Diamondbacks, I believe it is. Chase Field, I think. Like, it, there's a lot of stuff, point being that when you take the kids to a ball game, here we go. When you take the kids to a ball game, you can go around. It's a slower. You can go do that family shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's baseball, so you're figuring you're probably not going to miss a whole lot. You know what I mean? Whereas if you walk away from a football game or a hockey game or a basketball game, it's a quicker pace. So that's part of the allure, I think, of baseball, is that you know it's kind of a relaxed atmosphere.
It's a full afternoon.
Right.
It's a full, you know.
It's an experience,
it's an experience, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to, I mean, playoff baseball is different.
Yeah.
You know, you can watch playoff baseball, like playoff hockey in any sport, and be like, this, you could tell this is fucking different here.
Oh, boy. Even the Canucks are going to computer us in the playoffs, I guess.
Dude, I know, right? I'm like, seriously, is this really what we're doing?
But... So we got to talk about, we got two City Connects to talk about real quick before we, you know, jump back into baseball being baseball and whatever else there is to talk about. The actual Atlanta, and we got a whole release schedule, by the way, which is, I mean, again,
3 weeks into the season,
you couldn't have done that, you know, at least a month ago.
Spring training, maybe Cactus Grapefruit League, put that out.
But anyway, so Atlanta Braves are out. First impressions.
I love it. You're a Mets fan, I'm a Phillies fan. We both hate the Braves, mm-hmm. right? But I love that classic Braves look. The Hank Aarons, the Dale Murphys. I love that look, man. And to take it, and now instead of the Braves, you put the A up there, and it's really cool, because not only do you have the what everybody calls the city, what everybody refers to the city of Atlanta as, but it's the goddamn logo.
Mm.
It's cool, man. And I can't stand the Braves, but whenever they wear those unis, I can't help but be like, those are awesome.
So the A, honestly, and again, like we've ad nauseum talked about, you know, how ATL is annoying on, you know, the Hawks and, you know, Falcons gear and such.
Right.
I love that on this, to the same point, like you just said, like the fact that it doubles, it's the logo and it's what the city is called.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
That's very cool. Like, as a City Connect thing, that's cool. I love that.
It's perfect.
And I actually also really do like these uniforms, but I hate them as a City Connect because it's basically a throwback.
It is kind of cheap. You're right. It is a cheat.
So, you know, like, is it a good uniform, like, removed from the City Connect concept? Yes. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, because really the only thing that makes it City Connect is the fact that it says the A.
Right. And that's a great point, because if you put all of the City Connects side by side, that just looks like the Braves are rocking throwback night.
Yeah.
You know, whereas all the other ones, even if they are kind of cheeks, you know, in our mind, or we don't really understand, you know, until we looked up the Boston Marathon ones or whatever the case may be, there's still a difference to mm-hmm. them. It's still something else in the closet that gives you a different option, and it's literally just a script on this one.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But again, you know, maybe I'm thinking too far, and considering the City Connect concept has been a lot of misses, maybe I shouldn't complain, because we got a good uniform out of it. So
we did, but you're right. It's like it should be different. And you know,
oh, come on,
some playoff cobwebs here for the Sharks, folks. It happens, though. I mean, look, we've been on a tear lately, so
just figures. I'm like, oh, maybe we can sweep them because we've got shit to do.
Yeah.
And here we are losing.
Murphy's Law. Absolutely Murphy's Law.
I mean, we lit Benner up last time.
Yeah, we did.
So, it is what it is, man.
Right. Playoff. Well, we're about midway through the game.
Playoff hockey.
Yep.
And then, so,
we also got the Texas Rangers, which I was kind of excited for, like, because you never know, like, you never know, like, it, like the Astros came through, and, you know, yes, it's very on brand, you know, with the Space Cities, but, like, it was cool. Like,
yeah, dude.
And then the Rangers had to Ranger.
Yeah, I, man, look, I don't get it, man. Looking at it, looks just kind of like a, fuck, I missed the guy. It looks kind of like a, just a mess. You look at it and it's one of those, and this happens with the City Connects where you look at it and you go, wait, what team is this again?
Yeah.
The TX is, if that's what you're going for, make it legible at least.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is, if I have to look for it, if I have to squint to see it, I'm going to miss it. You know, and it, I feel like they tried to be almost, it's a tale of two City Connects. The Braves, while it looks good aesthetically, were kind of, like you said, to your point, lazy in the sense of it's something they already had. They just modified it. The Rangers went completely the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, all right, clean slate here. Let's just get super weird. And they did.
They did. And I'll applaud them for actually taking the chance and actually doing the thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make it a good uniform just because you took the chance.
No, it doesn't, dude. And it's you almost hope for a team like that. Because we've talked about, I remember we had this conversation recently, and I believe it was on air, about kind of just the Major League Baseball teams and how the Texas Rangers have always, even when they were good, have always kind of just been there. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, name for me the Major League Baseball teams that come to mind, and the fucking Texas Rangers are probably like 27 or 28.
Yeah.
It's just, they're just kind of there. They're like the Houston Texans of Major League Baseball. And so, I don't know, man. You almost hope that, okay, like, do something. Give me something here that'll at least be on, you know, it generates some level of excitement. Because they don't even have cool uniforms anymore.
No.
You know, it, not that they were ever great. But, I mean, what's the, you know, they had Nolan Ryan at one point. Other than that, and they went to the World Series in, I think, 2010. Like, okay, what are you, they signed A-Rod.
Yeah, and they fucked up money.
Yeah, how'd that work out for them?
10 years, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's, that's just kind of been what their existence has been. And so you hope to kind of have something, and it's just a complete swing and a miss.
Yeah, it's not, oh, it's me. They're Cheeks uniforms, and, you know, I think they went back to the blue this year, which I like a little bit more than the reds that they've been using since, you know, pretty much just before A-Rod got there, I think.
The blue is a little better.
Slightly, but right. Like, again,
what are we saying here?
We're splitting hairs.
Yep.
But, like, to hammer home the point, the City Connect is a big, big whiff. The only points they're getting is for creativity, for not just making a throwback.
Right, and it's a bad creativity. It's, I mean, you look at, again, look at Houston in the same state and what they did.
Yeah, and like, we've wide, long time made clear, we don't like Texas. Like,
no.
You know, the Texas teams bug us, but, like, one of the best City Connects is inarguably Houston's.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
So, that just says something, but thank goodness for Hagee.
We also have tonight the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
I've been on Google all day hoping for a leak, and I guess because Arizona West Coast team, they're coming out 7 p.m. Pacific time,
so 10
p.m. our time, yep. And it's just like, fuck, cool. Dude. I'm probably just going to see those tomorrow because that's time for Betty buys for me. And yeah, man, I mean, I don't know. I've seen some really awesome fucking mock-ups, dude, of, you know, concept guy and different ideas. And I saw a point, in one of the mock-ups I saw, and it made me think about, because we've both talked about how much we love the Cardinals helmet and how good it is, and I didn't even think of this. Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Everly with the wraparound there.
Oh, man, we might not eat overtime.
We, you know what?
That would be great.
We're manifesting here.
That would be great.
Yes. Cardinals helmet with a red cage instead of a gray one. And, dude, I was like, why did we not think of that? And I think it's just there's no other reason other than we both like
what it is.
And it's like, yeah, like what are we saying here by complaining about? And the color of a face mask can make a huge difference, but I think it's got to be, if you're really nitpicking, it's got to kind of be a cheeks helmet. You know, so it's like when you already have something that good, how much better can you make it?
I mean, it's kind of like the Sharks uniforms that we're looking at right now. Like, we didn't think that it was possible to get better Sharks uniforms.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I would like to see it at the least to see how it came out. But, yeah, I think that would be a nice little pop for it.
Yeah, I think it. The trend seems to be, and I really hope that the trend seems to be, let's make the classics kind of modern. And I'm hoping here what they do is just a modern take of the state flags and just go back to the basics here. You can get you a good little sleeve stripe in even on the homes, which you didn't have before. You can do that shit.
There you have it. Do you like either of these City Connects? Do you like the Braves? Do you like the Rangers? You heard how we feel about it. Let's talk further about it. If you're listening on Spotify, there is a poll. You can answer that poll. We would appreciate that. If you enjoy the Gear Freaks podcast, we would appreciate it if you shared, told somebody that you're into it. Hey, I listen to the Gear Freaks podcast, and so should you. And again, we are on YouTube if you would like to subscribe over there. And if you like pucks, just saying, there's the Barn Trippers podcast. Barn Trippers hockey podcast is on Spotify, both Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So check that out. In the meantime, God damn, get it together, MLB suckers!